Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to episode 185 of the Dumb Mouth Podcast. BYC, beat your cheeks. I forgot Chris, I told him that earlier in the week, and it stuck as a title. So welcome on this.
It's the title you wanted.
I said it. It was a joke, but it's staying. Beat your cheeks.
Beat your cheeks?
Yeah,
beat your cheeks?
It was a Kofi line on Raw.
Go to show you how irrelevant New Day's been. I didn't even realize Kofi said it on Raw.
No, I didn't either.
So, fellas, how was your week? Your weekend? How's everything going?
Not too bad so far. How about yours?
Long. Just long.
Tired. Here. Couple trips to urgent
tired,
care.
Tired. Little. Yeah,
what?
Urgent care.
Little leg tingle. Had to see what that was about. I think it's because I fell earlier this week in the yard. And, leg been acting up a couple days. So, it's all good now. I'm on the mend. I'm strong.
What were you doing to fall in the yard?
Dogs.
So, yeah, walking the dogs, yeah. So, it's on a little bit of a hill, and they caught me. They was chasing a cat, and a chill one pulled me. I ain't fell in over 20 years, man. That's the first time I hit the ground.
You ain't done that in over 20 years.
There you go. I'm living life safe. I'm surviving.
Your body was like, wait, did he actually move?
It was bubble boy up there.
I walk slow. Tread lightly.
You're okay now, though?
I'm good now. I'm good.
Feeling better?
Nobody worried about his well-being. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You care. You got to give me recommendations for dog safety. You care. Come on,
come on. I did say you need to invest in that electric fence for sure. Because them 3 a.m. wake-up calls, putting on leashes and chucking out there.
Nah.
I'm opening up the door and I'm letting you go. And then when you come back, I'm letting you in and I'm going right back to bed. We're not doing this. Nah.
It took everything in the world to keep me off.
That electric fence is it's probably one of the best investments I ever made as a homeowner was that electric fence.
Currently looking
at how does that go for you? Like, like how far like do you set it? Like, is it just in the backyard or like is there like a thing for the front yard for them too? Or
yeah, no, I got like there you can put it in any size pause that you want. There's not a specific parameters for it. It's however however big you want to make it for them to run around. Based on the way my house is set up and everything, like they got the main backyard, and then they go out the side gate. They got up the hill to the top of the backyard as well. But we try to keep them just in the backyard because of all the deer and everything else that I get coming through my yard, the amount of ticks and all that BS to deal with. Like, nah, y'all little MFers, you're going to stay right here. Speaking of yards, the landscaper that I had cut my grass for the last, I don't know, 9-10 years.
Oh, we got a landscaper.
Came last week to cut my yard, right? And I take the check out to him, and he's like, hey, I'm going to have to raise prices on you. I'm like, all right, well, what are you bumping it up to? And when he said it, I'm like, man, all right. So I went out this week, and I had to dust off the old landscaping shoes and boots, and I went out and bought my own lawnmower and weed whacker because I wasn't paying that no more. It's a time versus money issue. Do I want to waste the time, or do I want to waste the money? Like, what's it going to be? So
yep.
I said, all right, I'll go buy. So I got a nice new 30-inch pause. Toro lawnmower, self-propelled, beauty. It's like 175 pounds. Things heavy as fuck.
I talked to Steve last night. He keeps mentioning that size for a specific reason. Apparently.
Yeah. Because if I would have bought a regular lawnmower with how big my yard is, I'd have been out there for like 4.5 hours cutting grass. Like, it's ridiculous. So it took me 2 hours and 51 minutes to weed whack and cut my yard yesterday.
Now you got a bag.
So I got, or you got 3 hours. Huh?
You got a bag, or you got a spray?
No, that's just strictly spraying, not bagging nothing.
Taekwon, that's what happened when you get older. Hey, appliances are a big thing now.
Yeah, no, nah, Taekwon. No, yeah. Yo, when you get up there, that first new lawnmower out the box, boy. Whoo, I was about to buy my dad Nike 900s and really get full grass cutting mode on these fools.
If you never understood the people that get excited on Prices Right, you will eventually.
Yes, you will.
Look, my post yesterday was how sexy I thought a 2-in-1 washing machine dryer was.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro. We're here. Unfortunately, we are there. But anyways, so Chris hit me up like, hey, we're going to Chris's house, you know, have some beers, this and that. And I called him once I got back in the house. I'm like, bro, I just spent 3 hours. I walked 15,000 steps cutting this yard. I am showering and going to bed. Like, that's it. I'm not going nowhere right now.
Full workout.
So, Doug,
yeah.
I walked 6 miles yesterday. Like, just doing my backyard. Like, I don't need a gym membership. I just gotta cut my grass. Like, that's it.
That's it.
It's literally it.
That's all you need.
So, but no, I'm glad. I woke up this morning. I looked out. I'm like, oh, and the neighbors are having a garage sale, so my yard looks good, but their yard looks shitty.
There you go. That's that beat that chest moment. Like,
yeah. I was sipping my coffee real nice this morning. Look at that. Yeah, hey, look at your yard. Looks like trash. You ain't gonna get nobody by nothing.
You know those old school mowers where it's just a blade on the wheel?
Oh yeah,
those. Silly me, I'm thinking one, like. Yeah,
the push ones. I had my grandmother had that. I was doing my grandma's yard and my yard with that growing up. That was the worst lawnmower ever. The worst.
Same. I really want one now, but I know 40-year-old me can't take it. I think I can.
You're not gonna have that tingle in the legs. That tingle's gonna be right up here in the chest.
Then you gotta rake all that up so the grass don't suffocate.
Yeah, nah.
That's another man's job. I don't know.
No, it felt good to be out there, you know, cutting the grass again.
So here's the question: when's the next time you cutting it?
No, the way my yard is, if I got to keep it up every week, like, yeah. I have to, because if it gets
once a week,
if I stretch to that 10 to 14 day range, I'm gonna be out there for 5 hours with how high my grass can get.
The jungle,
yeah, nah.
There's a young man in that house that needs to help you out.
yeah. Oh no, he will be out there. I can't have him use the brand new llama on the box for the first cut. Like, yeah, that I had to, you know.
But you learned your lesson there, didn't you?
Yeah, no. So, but yeah. I'm thinking about going and buying a second llama so he can be cutting with one and I can cut with the other. Like,
yeah. Steve, gonna be out and much like everything else. Like, don't break my shit.
Oh, yeah.
I got and some I even in had, my yard.
Look, I even had the hookup. With the Lowe's discount, I even had to hook up with the Lowe's discount, and I still dropped $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Better go to your neighbor's house where they got that garage sale. Go and see if they got any spare lawnmowers to sell. So you need one.
No, he don't. He don't, because he uses the same guy that cuts my yard. Okay. So he But that house will be going up for sale within the next 2 weeks. So if you want to be my neighbor, head on over and check it out.
Nice one. Feel like moving up here?
that's always the worst is when we bought the house, the neighbors was older on both sides, and the dude on the one side, on the right side of my house, we let him be. He's weird. We don't mess with him. But the other older couple, they were nice. You know what I mean? But he's like 98 right now. So they're kids are selling it, and it's like, all right, now I got to worry about new neighbors coming in, and what are the new neighbors going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the – so I'm trying to talk to anybody and everybody that is looking to buy a house. Hey, listen, come be my neighbor so I know what I'm getting next door. And, and you know, if I ever get into an argument with the wife, I could just go next door and sleep there. I don't got to – you know what I mean? Like
– I got two new neighbors, or a new set of neighbors down, three houses down this week. More kids on the block. I'm over it. I know summer's going to be, I'm going to be the old man on the lawn screaming out the window.
No, you're going to be out there. You're going to be out there. You're going to be out there in the street playing permanent pitcher and just rolling the kickball or the baseball.
You're throwing that shit down the yard. Or see how far you can go and just walk off.
Yeah, so but nah, that was my exciting Friday night. What a mush. But I did watch the NFL draft last night instead of the WWE draft. I got caught up on SmackDown this morning before the show. So I'm ready to talk draft if you want to get into that first. But
that's what we're first getting into. We're getting into the draft, NFL and WWE. Unless NFL came up with somebody jabroni.
No. You can see why the NFL is the juggernaut that it is. They had 275,000 people show up Thursday night for a draft.
Mm-hmm.
For a draft. Just to hear names.
It was cold
in Detroit when that sun went down. 275,000 people packed out there. I know Pittsburgh's looking to get the draft here. I believe they said it's going to bring like an estimated $200 million worth of revenue to the city of Detroit for this weekend alone.
For the where they come. New sign that they put up.
So, yeah, man.
Where they come? Everybody on the waterfront watching dinner. Where they going?
Yeah. I mean, if we have it here, the obvious location the would point. Be
the got to be the point.
Or in between the stadiums and everything gets blocked off.
Yeah. But yeah, so WWE draft. Outside of the picks being read, SmackDown for me was a forgetful show. Not interested in anything that happened at all. I'm gonna save some of my hot takes for later on. Got a couple jabronis with certain new draft picks that I'm sure will get flack on this show, but it is what it is. So yeah, it was, you know, they presented it. I'm glad they showed the war room. It was nice, split up. You had legends back and everything else.
I like that aspect that they brought some Hall of Famers in and utilized them that way.
They're good. It's the only way.
I feel like they keep bringing out JBL and Teddy Long now. They're there for everything special.
Yeah,
as a pair, but they
did a good job of presenting the stakes. Yeah. Like you want to protect the roster you have, minus your champions because those were locked. But also, you're susceptible to being got right. Like Braun goes to Raw, Andrade goes to SmackDown, but both of them signed contracts to the opposite brand whenever they were free agents. So it's
exactly.
All right. I get the Braun move because you called up Carmelo, which nobody expected that name to be called first in the first round, I don't think, to have Melo third pick overall. Like, and I love when they showed the PC, everybody in the PC was happy and clapping, but Trick. Trick just sat there on his legs, not clapping at all.
Good. Like, continue the story.
K-Fabe's not dead, brother. K-Fabe's not dead. So, yeah. Yeah, Taquan, I saw the numbers for TNA Rebellion. I think they had,
500? Yeah.
Something ridiculously low. The show was really good, though. That's the bad part about it. Like, we get into that later on.
I like them presenting the rules and everything with the locking the draft pick locking the champion so we didn't have the same kerfuffle we have every year of title swaps. Yeah. Mm.
That was a good thing. That was a real good thing. But other than Jab, for me, the draft was forgettable also. It was because of everybody who they – basically 97% of the people who they drafted stayed on their same show.
That's the only thing I hate. I need more shape.
Outside of Melo, Bron,
Rowan,
Andrade, like there was no – everything else was status quo. People stayed where they were.
Yeah.
Like –
I right now I'm enjoying Nia and everything she's doing. So
that was great. But then it's like, all right, Nia ends the match in a DQ, but all this announces a triple threat for the pay-per-view. And it's like, well, why not make it a four-way? If you're already doing a triple threat, because the past 2 weeks the matches for Naomi to get a number one contendership hasn't worked out. Why not make it a four-way? You had Nia attack the champ, unless they're going to add her next week, but that don't make no sense. Just make it a four-way.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very true.
I like that concept. I like what you just said, Taekwon. You never understood the concept of drafting people to their own shows. Like, why make that announcement if you just announce the picks that stay or announce the picks that swap? So yeah,
Yeah. I was gonna say, do you think that maybe they should go back? I think it was like around like 2005, maybe when they did it, like where it was just they just did specific picks each week, like every week, like there was like one instead of doing a whole thing.
Taekwon, you're a pro will tear it down. Now, Frisco and the Knuckleheads would be interested to see for sure. Taekwon. He's having a podcast draft in the comments. Donald and Jay with Mars and Down in the Den. Is that what we're doing? Brothers
together. Why am I standing on the dumb marks, Taekwon? Is that because I'm your favorite?
You said, why are you hosting the show in the beginning? So I don't know. Look, Jay hosts and he got a TLC shirt on. Every other week he got white women on his shirt. This week, yeah, I mean,
with the size still on.
Wait a minute.
As he rips the sticker off. This dude was gonna return that after the show. He was gonna return it.
I've done it before. What white woman?
You did it with the Halloween costume. You did it with the Halloween costume the 1 year.
You thought I was gonna wear Han Solo gear anywhere else?
Fuck. Still got the coffee leg.
I do.
I mean, you use it for is on your own time and is your business. That's it.
I guess with the draft, my big thing is, right, like, you're doing it now. Raw goes to Netflix January 2025. So whoever's on Raw now, is that set? Are we having another shakeup before Netflix? Because you got to figure Netflix is going to want people on there that are draws as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So you're quote unquote top babyface.
But when they get to Netflix, it'll be just about WrestleMania season. So we know how the brand lines are never completely drawn for WrestleMania season.
Well, the road to WrestleMania got a little longer if you read into the tea leaves, because rumor has it they're gonna announce it for Vegas, which I don't think was a surprise for anybody, but between them and Minnesota. But the bigger surprise is that it's gonna be pushed back to May 4th and 5th. So no more WrestleMania in April.
I like that. You can work the East Coast now.
That leaves you with, because Rumble's always the end of January. So you have February, March, April. You have 3 months.
That's too long, yeah.
So you have three full months before Mania.
Like, they're going to put that roadblock back in there or something else.
They're going to, for sure. Yeah. Possibly a Saudi show.
Just Des Moines, Iowa, Taekwon. Just throw it up.
And what is it for? Because they don't want to go up against March Madness. I mean, I thought TKO was the powerhouse entertainment company of the world. And you scared of March Madness? Again, companies being little bitches.
Well,
I didn't know. That was the reason. I thought it was to expand like your options.
No, they're scared of March Madness.
Didn't want to run into March Madness with it being the Final Four and all that other stuff.
By the time
there was another company that there was another company that allegedly made a certain decision on Wednesday night to move it to Saturday based off of NBA and NHL playoffs. But we can dive into that in a little bit. I don't know.
There's never the Final Four weekend on Sunday. It's like you could go back to not necessarily having WrestleMania on Saturday to go against that. There's an option there too.
But that, the way that it used Sunday's, to be. I mean, well, that Sunday's the women's championship.
That's always early.
That's early. So yeah, I mean, you're not. We're never going back to one night of WrestleMania.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's done.
So two nights. It's always going to be two nights. So, but I don't know. The draft for SmackDown last night didn't lead me into a whole lot of excitement for Monday night's Raw edition of the draft.
With all the people staying.
Unless you're moving big people, which I don't see it. Because the way they showed their hand last night, the draft.
I mean, if Ilya gets called up on Monday, you have Braun, Melo, Ilya gone from your men's division in NXT. You only lose Kiana so far in the women. We'll see how the rest of the free agent pickups shake out throughout the week because rosters remain open for a full week after Raw.
Corbin's on SmackDown. Is there any... you'll enjoy that, Chris?
Maybe.
I mean, do you guys have any concern that NXT's cupboard's going to be super bare after this is all done?
The men's side will, for sure. D'Angelo. I mean, those are only two people who they threw up into the main event spotlight so far.
But you're replacing them with In the Building, who's cousins of Out the Mud. I don't know if you caught that.
Yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
In the Building. I don't even know if that's their name, but when they said that line, I'm like, oh, all right, that's what I'm calling you. In the Building against OTM.
Like when you put the toothbrush to the butters, I'm like, come on. We got to do better.
And who's still wearing butters in 2024?
Ghostface Killer.
That's wrestling behind the times.
They're always up on their pop culture, right?
You might as well just turn NXT into a women's show because that's who's getting all the shine right now. So, and I wouldn't be mad at it.
Nah, because you see the tag division. You see the tag division is nothing but just a backroom prop, backroom segments now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get parlaying the draft with the NFL draft coincided. But I don't know, Chris. I think you may have been. I think it was you that said, "Why not wait till the fall to do the draft?"
Yeah,
and not do it now because you can play it up and put the Netflix, you know, deal on the table and surround some hype around it whenever nothing else is really going on.
Yeah, the only downside in the fall is, SmackDown moves to USA in the fall, but then Raw, we still don't know what's going to happen once they get off USA in the fall before they go to Netflix. So it's like, maybe for at least this one, after WrestleMania next year, doing a draft then might make more sense, at least this year, and then do it another time.
So let's get into these Mount Rushmores in Mushes of the Week. Anybody want to go first?
I'll kick it off. Mount Rushmore, I'm sure this isn't going to come as no surprise. Danielson Ospreay from Dynasty.
Give me a star rating.
Incredible match. I don't do star ratings.
6.5 it got from good old Uncle Dave was the official.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Official star announcement. Go ahead, Chris.
Incredible match. It was that typical pro wrestling match for me that starts off and keeps building up as it goes on. And I thought the ending was great that they're continuing the story, you know, at least this week on Dynamite, they were talking about a little bit. So we'll see where it goes. But I was happy with Dynasty as an event, but you know, that was definitely match of the night for me.
Did you have any issues with the injury angle?
No, I didn't. I mean, it's pro wrestling, so.
I saw a lot of people say it was done in poor taste.
Don't Danielson always get hurt during a match? Hurts always during a match? No, it's part of the story.
Did I need the injury angle? No. It's part of the story. You know, did it hurt anything for me? No, it didn't.
I mean, I get – so the injury angle for me, it served a couple purposes. One – it led to conflict between Ospreay and Don Callis and the Callis family, and Ospreay going to eventually break away from them, which he should be out on his own,
mm-hmm.
right? Two, it led to, okay, yeah, Ospreay won, but he didn't realize the ref was checking on him, calling for the doctor and everything else. So it gives Danielson an opportunity to come back and say, hey, listen – yeah, you beat me, but there is a little asterisk next to that win, which leads you to running back. So I didn't mind.
And you could also run it to where Danielson's talking about ending his full-time run soon, you know, just becoming part-time. So this could play into that too.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Did I necessarily need it in a match? No. Did it take away from the match? Absolutely not. You know, I love how everybody was on Tuesday night was like, oh, they stole the Danielson Ospreay, and then look at WWE being marks and stealing stuff from AEW. And it's like, dog, Ilya and Trick did it first. They did it in their first matchup. Like, if anything, if you want to go that route, you could say Ospreay and Danielson took it from them too. Like, so I don't know why we're bitching about that. Like,
it's the IWC. That's all they do.
That there was my jabroni. Because as soon as I logged on, that's the first thing you saw. And if you watch the show, you would hear Booker saying it's a repeat of the last match. It's just people going on seeing a clip and going, yeah, it's a callback. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't know.
Right.
They get a jabroni mush of the week for that. And then I even though it's a response, I still give it to the people who was like, but they stole it first. No. Enough time has passed. You don't want to say they just stole a finish. It's wrestling, man.
So we got Jason. We got your mush. Your mush is the IWC again. Partly that from Donald's last week.
Always.
I think it was the week before too.
I did love seeing the people get owned though in the comments. Like, no, show up the clip of the Avengers Day. Put them tweets down quickly.
Keyboard Chris, warrior, like, no more.
Yeah, Chris, like you said, Dynasty overall was a good show. I want to say it was a great pay per view.
I agree with that.
The three matches that we talked about during the predictions delivered in my eyes with Okada and Pac, Ospreay Danielson, and Swerve and Samoa Joe. You know, FTR Young Bucks, right? You know, Dax got a concussion during the match. Don't know exactly when, but
bad weekend for matches with ladders and stuff.
Yeah. Eric Young had his Mick Foley moment. His ear almost came completely off at Rebellion, going through the table in the Full Metal Mayhem match. You know. So I mean, I guess if I'm rating Dynasty, I give it maybe a 6.5, 7 out of 10.
Did we predict a good weekend for wrestling? If you watch, I enjoyed Rebellion and I enjoyed Dynasty. Back to back nights.
Great, yeah, both shows were very watchable. Like, mm-hmm. And I enjoyed. I didn't feel like I wasted time watching either one of them. But there wasn't it wasn't like, oh my god, this pay per view is going to be talked about forever either.
Yeah.
So
you had your moments. You had the Swerve winning the title that will be talked about for a bit, and things like that. But yeah.
Well, will it be talked about a bit because AEW buried it Wednesday night?
Oh, that was horrible.
So, I mean, you know, according to Tony Khan, he purposely set up for Swerve to have his champion promo tonight on Collision to avoid the, I guess, potential low ratings that they would get with the NBA and the NHL playoffs on Wednesday night. But you celebrated Willow's championship and feel mm-hmm. like that would hinder mm-hmm. her run.
Doesn't the draft continue tonight too?
Jericho draft is on at starting noon, so mm-hmm. that'll be out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho, for say what you will about the FT title, he got his promo time in, right?
I got a bunch of Jabroni now that if we're gonna bring that up.
Go ahead.
I mean, we talked about last week with the predictions that, you know, Jericho possibly winning the title and just to be a check mark. But it's like that started to be my Jabroni last Saturday, like after I watched the match. But that promo on Wednesday was the shit. And I think it was made to be that way.
Yeah.
But it was awful. Like that was very difficult to watch.
Yeah. I the match aside, which, you know, if you have the fans chanting, please go home and retire Jericho, like, that's going to be hard to overcome no matter what you're doing in the ring.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know. Big Show's still going.
But, like, that was definitely not a pay-per-view match, for sure.
That was Rampage at best.
Yeah, you could have swapped that out with the six man Bullet Club Gold and a
claim. Put that on Battle of the Belts and finally had a title change.
Yes.
And they're still walking around with both set of titles. Come on, man.
I mean, the best part out of that was I mean, Big Bill's promo was the best part of that. Like, I thought he was great in what he said and did and everything else. Like,
is that Jericho elevating talent right there?
It has me intrigued for two reasons. One, I want to see what they do with Big Bill and Jericho, because you can't have Jericho form the same stable S that he did with the JAS and the Inner Circle. If you're going to give him some people, then it has to be a completely different feel and look and everything else. So the gimmick, while it was just first done Wednesday night, and it's like the obnoxious, just don't even know why you're speaking the way you're speaking and play, you know, waving to the crowd and blowing kisses, but nobody wants you there. Like, okay, Jericho can have fun with that and make it into something. But it also makes me feel like, all right, where's Ricky Stark standing all this? I know he's injured right now. There's been contract issues or disputes.
Say he's on the Wheatley bus with Cody.
Yeah, like, where, you know, what's going on there? Because him and Big Bill were really good as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind them getting another run and staying in the tag team division. But that's like, all right, where are you going with that now?
Yeah, it looks like that's over with.
But I'm completely over the Chris Jericho experience altogether.
I said it last week.
I don't need him at all.
The predictions, I said Jericho's probably going to get this title. It reminded me a lot of Sabu. You know, whenever Sabu just won the FTW title because it had Taz's name on it. And what they do this week, Chris Jericho put his name over Taz's name on the belt.
And then also, it's like, okay, well, Hook already said flat out, I'm exploring free agency. So it's like, all right, are you doing this to maybe take some of the shine off of Hook so WWE doesn't stay as interested in him? That way you can re-sign him and he stays in AEW because you don't want to lose him with being an AEW original talent that got over with the crowd.
We're getting that Hulk stare down at WrestleMania.
I mean, if you got Hulk eating a bag of chips standing across Dom Mysterio at WrestleMania 41, I'm all in on that. Sign me up right now.
And Dom's going to be fighting somebody else at WrestleMania 41.
Dom's coming back winning the Rumble, right?
Yes, he is.
Well, apparently Dom tweeted out that he's not having surgery, and all those reports were wrong. He's not going nowhere. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
Welcome to the IWC, man.
He'd be the perfect on-screen talent that you keep on screen, even through an injury.
Yes.
Well, they said regardless that he would remain on TV. Like that, that much of the rumor mill was confirmed that they had plans to keep him on TV.
If you had him off and Rhea off at the same time, that pretty much kills Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I think Judgment Day is done as it is.
Could be.
Monday night solidified that in my eyes. I mean, Priest comes out to his own music, not Judgment Day's. Him and Jay's promo was what it was, and that may be somebody's mush of the week because that was pretty bad to sit through Monday night.
Yeah.
The verbiage was good. What they were saying were good. It was the tone that did not connect.
And the delivery.
Either one. Yeah. So.
Night to a fast lane.
Do AEW talents on WWE programming.
Yeah. So, nah. Jericho being your mush, Chris, is not surprising for this week. I kind of figured that. And also, your Mount Rushmore wasn't surprising either.
No.
Figured that was coming.
Yeah.
My Mount Rushmore. Gonna be a little off, but I give it for TK for holding kayfabe during the NFL draft. Just the NFL war room spot. Not that stuff he was talking afterwards, but just him with the neck brace on. He's just showing me, hey, this is the best thing you've done since you started AEW. TK himself. So I applaud him for being a man for being a wrestling fan that he is. He held kayfabe through the week. So
exactly what I thought too. Whenever I saw it, I was like, man, he's keeping kayfabe alive here.
I congratulate him. It's probably the only time I'll give TK my Rushmore.
But you know what the minus the line that he said during the interview with NFL Network about the whole WWE's the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling. Take that out of the equation. Back to what Jay said about the IWC, the internet people, like people were out there Thursday night after they showed him everything else, critiquing Tony. Somebody needs to teach him how to sell a neck brace. You don't turn your head. It's like, real. This is what, like, yeah. On the timeline. No, bitches, you got to... Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like,
you got to sell it to me.
Enjoy it for what it is.
It is.
The man laid in the ring unconscious after getting a gut punch, which is never. he took a microphone gut punch and was out cold, knocked out.
Yeah, but he's like 75 cents soaking wet. So I mean, no, that was a powerful punch.
He didn't catch
from Jungle Boy.
Jack Perry.
It wasn't Gervonta Davis hitting Ryan Garcia with a kidney shot and dropping him in eighth round. Like, nah, you gotta. Jungle Boy stopped as soon as he hit his stomach. He didn't even follow through, and he laid unconscious. Took the Meltzer driver, and then people were like, oh, he walked out of the ring, he ruined it. How do you not sell the Meltzer driver? It's like, well, by your logic, then then Brian Danielson shouldn't, or Brian Danielson shouldn't have walked out after the neck injury at the pay per view.
Did like he walk out?
He didn't get out and crip walk up the stage into the back. He was carried out by like three people. Yeah, he didn't do the squirt.
I mean, they didn't show it, so it's like.
No, they didn't. Yeah, correct.
It was not on air. Yeah. They didn't show it, but it didn't happen.
Like, yeah.
He showed the stand cam footage.
I'm sure, but.
But I like how he was standing next to the Bucks and he was just waiting for the Meltzer drive, like. Just like what Chris said about Dom Mysterio, you got to do something. You just can't be standing there.
And then people were like, oh, well, you. And then, you know, he said he'd never be an on screen talent. And look at him taking up time. It's like,
oh, dude. Hey.
Pro wrestling.
Yes.
What he did, yeah. It was, he was, he's a pawn to be used to elevate a storyline. That's what correct. It was.
The same way Eric Bischoff was when he took the powerbomb from Kevin Nash. It's the same way that the story culminated when Bully Ray put Dixie Carter through a table.
It wasn't the same way Vince was with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And I saw
Stunner didn't know that it was going to continue. It just happened. It evolved.
There you go. There
you go. Just got to work on the cringe factor. That's it.
Yeah. And then it was.
He's going to learn himself for sure.
The AEW just had their NWO moment and AEW Vincent Jack Perry are the modern day Vincent Stone Cold, and it's like, what are we talking about here?
Like, just let it be.
We don't even know what the story's gonna evolve into yet.
Let it be. Let it be.
No idea.
You gotta wait it out for 2 years.
They aired. They aired interview afterwards with the Elite and Matt Jackson saying, you know, this was step one of taking our company back, making it what it was. So, okay, that has me interested, mm-hmm. right? Nick Jackson's like, hey, this is the best version of the Elite. Mm-hmm. The Young Bucks, Okada, and Jack Perry, the scapegoat. Okay, that has me interested because mm-hmm. you got Hangman floating out there. Omega was announced at a graphic. If you listen to his stream, he didn't even want to come back.
Tyson Smith. Good old Tyson Smith coming back.
He's coming back just for I think they're gonna attack him next week just to keep him off TV.
But not again.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, he didn't even when they called, he said on his stream, he's like, yeah, they called me and asked me, and I told him I'm about 80%, like I may come, you know. And then he's like, and I see that my name's announced and the graphics up, so I guess, hey, I'm 100% correct.
To me, those tag belts on the Bucks right now is the best possible outcome for those belts.
Yeah.
FTR not winning, yeah, everything that's going on storyline-wise and what, yeah, it makes sense for the Bucks to win that. Sure.
We'll see if it helps elevate the division at all, but it's definitely going to be putting focus on at least that storyline.
At least the belts are back on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Well, TK, not mad at TK. And he listen, Thursday night, neck brace during the draft. Yesterday, neck brace interview. He was in the war room again with the neck brace on. Like,
You're doing the job. Yeah.
Keep it going. I would have preferred the hard plastic.
The more plastic. Collar,
right?
Where you can do.
Where you can do.
I think he needs the little bow tie on there, just like Joel used to have.
You came with the whole head cage.
The halo.
The halo, like JBL.
I saw NFL Networks following him all weekend. Like, yeah, you said, yeah. They were following him like for Dynamite, like how he runs a wrestling company and a draft at the same time. So
good PR to get you
promotion.
It's the best free publicity the company has had.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if he hotshotted the angle to get it to time it up for the draft, I mean, we got to give him some credit with that. Mm-hmm. You had Pat McAfee and them talking about it on ESPN, yeah. And McAfee's a WWE contracted employee. Like, it's free pub.
Why not use that?
Now, is it going to matter in ratings? I don't know. They only drew 683 Wednesday night. NXT had 661. So, you know, they went from over 800,000 last week to 600, you know, just under 700,000 this week. Is it going to generate to people tuning in? We'll see. But
we talk about with WWE ratings all the time. People watch things different now. So.
Yeah, that's why I don't put anything in the ratings.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I'm going to give my Rushmore to 1B, Kiana James going to Raw. Love Kiana James and everything she does. 1A, I'm going to go NXT as a whole. I enjoyed that show other than the spring, the little surfboard match. If you'd have took all the surfboards out the match and all that shit, it was good. But Trickin' Ilya was a capper. I really enjoyed that match.
Would you have wished they got more time?
Isn't this their third run? I didn't need it.
Yeah, it's their third matchup. Yeah. I think the time given was done purposefully, which to not necessarily hide what Trick can't do in the ring, but you know. Listen, he asked for the ball. He got the ball.
Yeah.
So now let's see what you do with it.
Yeah.
How are you going to elevate the title? Melo did his thing. Ilya, we know what Ilya was as far as a fighting champion and the matches he delivered.
Braun did his thing.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do to make your run stand out amongst the rest and be this new era for NXT? Because the main roster can talk about new era all they want, but it's a new era for NXT as well. Yep. So where are you going to go with it and how are you going to handle it? The mic time is what I worry about the most. As long as the crowd is chanting, whoop that Trick.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you start sending him out there every week to cut promos and that whoop that Trick can easily turn into
yeah.
You know,
overrated.
Get off my TV.
Yeah, like
that's how baby face champs are.
Give them back and forth promos. I don't want to see too many solo on the mic cutting the promos. The back and forth is where he excels. Roll with that. Had the solo mic promos for the time being.
And then I know he's super over right now, right? And as much as he kept kayfabe with not clapping when Melo was announced on the draft, which I absolutely love, what I hated was he's sitting there in the Frank Lucas full-length mink coat. When baby faces aren't dressing up in full mink? Like, why are you out there stunting in a full mink after you won the belt?
Because I'm on the bell and now I got that limousine ride.
Flying. Yeah, yeah. Like,
jet ride.
And like that, look, is that a detail that matters? Absolutely not. But at the same time, I just looked at it. No. Go back and tell me a baby face, a true baby face that had drip. Cody coming out in three-piece suits don't count because Cody's worn a three-piece suit since he left
forever. WWE
originally. Damn near almost 10 years ago. Wait, John Cena wore jorts for 20 years. Babyface don't have drip.
Even Stone Cold one time came out in a suit.
One time.
It's one time. There you go. One time.
Yeah, ripped it off and proceeded to stun the fan in the middle of the ring.
One time, though.
But it's just
Frank Lucas making.
He hit full.
That's that mink we tried to get a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet his was a lot more expensive than that one, too.
Yeah. Trick me on Mount Rushmore was deserved for sure for cracking through and beating the Mad Dragon.
I did like the women's match. The triple threat. No,
Yeah,
they got creative with the finish there. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, kept some heat on Roxanne, still in the victory. I thought it was Tatum Paxley's best match.
Yeah.
In NXT.
Yeah, she looked good. She
did. You know. So yeah, NXT was like I said, the in the building and a couple other things kind of But for night one of a 2-week event, I thought it was a solid show. I guess what I'm the only one left, huh?
Yeah, she's for Rushmore, yeah.
Mount Rushmore for me, it got to be Swerve. You know, first African American champ in AEW history. I thought the entrance was tremendous coming out, you know, in a full Black Panther suit, Killmonger-esque. You know, I thought the Prince Nana giving him the robe for Jimmy Rave, who passed away, was a nice touch, who Nana managed. Like, I just thought it was really done well. I hate seeing Joe lose, but Swerve's moment was there. You know, my jabroni is them not giving him the microphone and opening the show with him on Wednesday night.
I'll give it to you there, Jacqueline.
You completely undercut your champion. You put him in a
eliminator match.
He wrestled a 12-minute match and that was it. Why are you having your heavyweight champion going out there and wrestling in an eliminator match? For what purpose?
It made no sense at all.
No.
I was so waiting for Archer's music to hit. When he said eliminator match, I was so waiting for his music to
hit. And R-Truth might have
earlier in the day, I was like, what is this card tonight?
R-Truth might have had the greatest tweet of all time. They showed Swerve in the ring holding the belt, and Truth was like, congratulations, my man Kofi, for winning the WCW Heavyweight Championship.
Look, I'm embarrassed to say how long it took me to figure out what the forbidden entrance was or what the prohibited entrance was. Yeah. I was just sitting there thinking about it, like, huh? It took me like 3 days. Oh, forbidden door.
3 days.
Just walking around.
Did you hit your head when you fell too?
But yeah, you wait 7 days to give your champion a microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you don't open the show with him tonight, then what are you really doing?
Transitional champion.
I'm not gonna say a four and a half month reign as a transitional champion. But yeah,
I'd see what they do with him first before we give that moniker.
My other.
They undercut the hell out of him. So,
it's not a good start.
Mm-hmm.
My other Mount Rushmore this week is Toni Storm. Her winning the press conference, the prepared statement she read afterwards.
She's so good at those press conferences.
Wednesday night coming out, and then the promo she cut Wednesday night. And then the promo she cut Saturday night before the pay per view was her best promo ever. So she's been on fire all week. Like, I gave Swerve the nod for 1A just because it's him winning the AEW championship. But other than that, Toni Storm was my Mount Rushmore all week. Because she is flat out tremendous right now.
They can keep it on her for a while.
For sure.
Mariah May's timing and everything that Toni does just adds to the presentation. Like, it's picture perfect. There's nothing that you can knock about it. I like how Thunder and Deonna have their thing now. They're beefing. mm-hmm. which I said on the prediction shows the way to go with them two to keep them separate. You know, we got Willow and Mercedes. Who attacked who? Statlander's the obvious choice there. Jealous of Willow. But I got another theory that I'm waiting to bring up to you guys, and I'll give it a couple weeks before I present it, because I want to see how things play out as far as who attacked Mercedes and what it may mean for Double or Nothing.
Well, we got our Mount Rushmore's out the way. Let's finish up with our mushes. We got two done, right?
Not everybody gave it.
No, not me.
Yeah, Dawn didn't get this. Yeah.
My mushes. So the Dawn Callis family been jobbing it out to Will Ospreay like the last couple weeks, and it looks like they are about to job it out to Moxley. So for the IWGP championship.
Well, wait, hold on, pause, because Hobbs hurt his knee in the match.
Yeah.
So they shortened that match. They shortened that match down, and they didn't do everything that they had initially set up to do in the match, which would have made it seem, even though Hobbs would have lost, it wouldn't have looked like they were jobbing him out to Moxley. And I don't know how long he's going to be out with his knee injury, but it is significant enough that he will miss some time.
I mean, when they came out to start the match, I think it was, what, like 9:40 or roughly around there? Just like, I was like, we still had a segment after that. I was like, they're not going to give this match even much time, but I know the injury even hurt that. But
yeah.
You have an issue with the match to begin with?
Again, it's a match made for no purpose. Like, okay, the BCC got beef. Moxley has beef with the Dawn Callis family because they allegedly attacked Danielson and Claudio. So now Moxley's stepping in like the oldest, biggest brother and saying, hey, you can't mess with my family. Like, I don't get that. Like, the card itself Wednesday night was not laid out with any rhyme or reason.
I don't remember who someone on the New Japan roster did complain about the match, saying like Hobbs, like it's, I think it was Moxley's first title defense, and it's a non and New Japan person to somebody that hasn't even earned the match. It's like I get it, but it's AEW.
For that, I didn't care. I just see that he was going to take a loss for no reason, and then Takeshita came out saying, you know, doing all this, automatically know he's going to take a loss because he's not going to win the title. So I'm just saying, overall, as the Dawn Callis family, that you've been taking losses from Will Ospreay, the whole team, and now the whole team's about to take an L to Moxley. So as a group, what are you doing?
I'd love to see Takeshita take it.
I would love to see that too, but it's not going to happen.
I like a better story, longer buildup.
Yeah, so out of what, two, three, four months, this group is going to have like zero wins. Because they are just getting technically ran through. Touch your ankles, boys.
The Shinsko.
Touch your ankles, boys. God damn.
Yeah. I'm a little racist.
Yeah. So that stable is null and void. Just call him the Job Squad from back in the day.
Look at Taekwon still in a pro dad joke.
Which other mush? Or was just that?
It was just that.
It was just that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the best friend's breaking up reminds me of the Body Daughter's breaking up. I never knew it happened.
Anything else before we hop into our game?
Well, Rebellion did happen Saturday night. We got broken Matt Hardy reappearing in the Impact Zone. Sami Callihan coming back. In a weird spot. That was up there for my mush of the week too. Like, they booked Sami Callihan and come back during the Jordynne Grace women's title match. Like, what? I don't understand the sense of that. Because Arian and Eric Young had a even though EY damn near lost his ear, a really good Full Metal Mayhem match. And then Alexander and Hammerstone in the Last Man Standing match was tremendous. Was it good? Yeah, really good.
Okay.
So they're off and running.
When I logged on to Twitter and the hate I seen for Matt Hardy, oh, it was everything I needed. But it was so much that I was like,
this is too much.
This is too much. Don't make me a Matt Hardy fan. Like, you're going too hard on it. Because it was nothing but hate. I didn't see any positive about Matt Hardy returning. It was just like they had the AEW and the AEW and WWE with the gang bandanas tied together.
Truth.
Yes. Not getting Matt Hardy. I was like, damn, they're going hard on my man. And can I say Joe Hendry, gold man.
He's so good.
He did that AI entrance. And
that was like good. Outside, this whole feud with Top Dollar and them, like, it's just
entertaining.
The shine has been on Joe Hendry the entire time. And it's been tremendous. Like, outside of Tony Storm, R-Truth, even though Truth, you know, well, him asking Ciampa to do the water spray after Ciampa came in the ring last week was gold. And I don't know if anybody else caught it, but when DIY's music hit and they came out, Truth tapped Miz like, look, Triple H, after Hunter left the ring and he called him Ciampa. Like, Tony Storm, R-Truth, and Joe Hendry, for me right now, I'm completely entertained by those.
He's entertaining.
And that's what you need in your mix of wrestling, entertainment.
Yeah.
You sent me that first thing, and I was like, what the hell is this? And now I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Say his name.
Gonna come on with I Believe in Joe Hendry shirt soon.
Yeah. Tremendous.
Let's hop on to this game.
All
right. Called Night of Champions.
You booked Night of Champions?
I didn't book it. I just put all the champions of every brand in multi-man matches. And
well, look at you.
You booked it. New Japan AEW booking. He just throw everybody out there.
So first, we have the world title, Swerve versus Briscoe versus Moose versus Cody Rhodes. Chris, I edited it down so you didn't have to type everything, but I see you went ahead.
I did it for you.
Where's Moxley at?
Huh?
Moxley ain't
it. I didn't do it. Is the table in this match? Then it's not recognized.
New Japan.
I got Swerve.
Cody.
You Mark.
Who's the ultimate baby face?
Moose.
Cody.
It was a toss-up for me between Cody and Swerve. I'm going Cody.
I stand on business there. Oh God!
Oh, you see the slide. You guys see the slide. So, I'm behind. Okay,
Bucks.
The
tag titles.
Bucks versus United Kingdom versus Myers and Edwards versus Waller and Theory.
Bucks.
I'm going Bucks.
I did enjoy Waller and Theory last night talking shit until Bobby put his hands on their shoulders and ran away like little girls.
Heels 1-1.
Yeah, tremendous. And calling themselves the greatest undefeated tag team champs of all time is extra goal.
I'm tagging with you, United Kingdom, on this one.
I'm a Waller in Theory.
It's me. Yeah.
Women's tag titles: Spitfire versus Kabuki Warriors.
Kabuki.
Can't go against my girls.
Kabuki.
Yeah, your girls are about to get one up by Jade and Bianca.
They steal my girls. They steal my girls.
Shout out to the cameraman.
Is that booked for backlash or no?
Shout out to the cameraman.
Yeah, he was on the right side.
He understood the mission last night, boy.
Mid-card titles. Copeland, Ali, Sammy.
Ali. I just did one.
Ali.
Ali.
Ali. I was shocked that he retained. I thought him and Jake something had a really good match.
Very good. Glad to see him retain.
Yeah, Ali. I'm a huge fan of what he's doing right now.
I'll go Ali. Yeah.
He can only run the gimmick once every 4 years, though, because
where's Logan Paul at?
I had to put the TV titles on here, and I'm not doing that.
Just your faves, huh?
I'm not doing the digital media titles. No.
The unrecognized titles, Jericho versus Rock.
Oh God! Give me the final
boss. Welcome to what was this? Vengeance 2001. Rock.
Give me the final boss.
The final pause.
And up next, the banger of all matches.
Women's world title.
Yo, if this was a true pay-per-view, this match better main event.
Main event.
This is the match I'm most excited about.
That's why Jason put it on last.
I hate to agree with Taquan. I hate to agree with Taquan, but I'm going Athena.
I go Jordynne Grace. Oh.
I think I'm going Tony.
Athena.
No love for the role model down there, huh?
I love Bayley. But...
Yeah.
Hey, she just turned baby face.
Yeah.
Just everybody else been in the gimmick for a while.
Athena, yeah, shout out to match. Athena surpassing 500 days as women's champ.
Yeah.
This week. But you would never know it because they don't ever put her on freaking TV.
It's like a COVID title reign, unfortunately. And she puts in the work.
Oh, I mean, she was my women's wrestler of the year last year.
So we got any quick hitters before we wrap this show up?
Yeah, I got a couple that I saved because we were heavy last week with predictions and that. They announced the most valuable combat sports promotions, according to Forbes. Mm-hmm. UFC won at $11.3 billion, WWE 2, $6.8 billion, and AEW third on that list at $2 billion.
I want to know where they got these numbers from. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think WWE was evaluated $6.8 billion for the sale. And then how's AEW evaluated $2
billion? I've heard that $1 to $2 billion number with AEW for a while. Like, that's not a new number for them. As far as total valuation.
Man, they just called their PR people up and be like, hey, how much is your company worth? And
what did WWE say?
that's how they got numbers.
Here's the interesting one for you guys. So Freddie Prinze Jr., we talked about this way back when, was rumored to be pitching a wrestling promotion more in the television aspect. And he came out last week and said that he has started shopping it, two different networks. He said it's a take and inspiration from Lucha Underground.
So,
any excitement or hesitancy in that regards as far as Freddie Prinze Jr. coming up with a wrestling promotion?
No.
It's not what Heels did.
Just another promotion among the hundreds.
I just want to see some on TV.
But if it's done in the form of Lucha Underground, and you can say Lucha Underground was a wrestling promotion, but at the same time, Lucha Underground was a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything that was done. It was comic, you know, anime-esque with wrestling on it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give me that type of promotion, cool. No, we're not signing Luigi Primo to nothing.
Like, Like Steve, I know you were a big Lucha Underground fan whenever it was on. It's like that had its niche, you know, fans that like to watch it. So if he's different to be different to try to get its own niche in the market, cool. You know, just don't be another copycat.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, I mean, he grew up in film as far as stardom, but he did write for WWE for a time. So, and he hosts the Rival show on A&E. I think mind-wise, he can be creative enough to come up with stuff. It's just being able to find the talent to do it and make it come across as an enjoyable, watchable show.
Thanks for joining, Mac.
Hey, Appreciate it.
Enjoying the product.
You picked a bad week to join with Jason hosting. He don't bring no energy, nothing.
Open the UK.
UK over there.
Oh, nice.
We're at the UK. Are we like Man City? Are we Liverpool? Are we Manchester United? Like where are we at in the UK?
I don't think Matt can see those comments. So, a different platform.
Let's see. Do I have anything else? I wanted to bring this up last week because it happened last week. But when Gable turned on Sami Zayn, Charles Barkley, of all people, cut a promo on Chad Gable on Inside the NBA. He said, you know what? I was going to fly up there and whoop Gable's ass. That man whooped Sammy's ass in front of his wife and parents. I didn't like that at all. You can't kick a man's ass in front of his wife and parents. So you know wrestling is cool again, as The Rock says, when you got Charles Barkley on TNT cutting promos on wrestlers for what they're doing, and then you got Tony Khan on the NFL Network in a neck brace. You can see wrestling is officially back. Anybody, was there a QR code last night? I saw them flash some stuff in, but I didn't see if there was an actual QR code with the cut-ins
that they did. I didn't hear about anything last night.
I didn't see no code. I just saw flashes.
Yeah,
we couldn't make about what it was.
So I saw this fan theory out there, and I'm not going to steal it as my own. But do you see, because obviously we're getting Uncle Howdy back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a fan theory that is tying Uncle Howdy to the Final Testament.
Interesting.
And not having like the Eric Rowan, who's allegedly being re-signed, Alexa Bliss, like not playing off of the whole Bray's group, stick with Uncle Howdy. Let's let Uncle Howdy do something different and him be the puppeteer, the puppet master, directing Cross and the Final Testament in a new wave of violence. Not necessarily the cult, play on words, mind tricks.
Does that have do you have a need for Ellering? And I guess more Ellering, because Scarlet can still be, you know, the female there. You know, but it's like going to have three people like as managers and a three person group.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily have Uncle Howdy as the manager.
He's just a higher power.
And yeah. Ellering could be the consigliere.
He's just taking in the info.
He's the hangman to the bloodline.
My only thing is I don't want this to take away from my current iteration of Cross, because
this would take Cross's level of violence up and make him even more of that sinister, unhinged, psychopath, serial killer s type. I mean, you saw what they did last night, attacking people. Cross cut the promo. I think this is some of Karrion Kross's finest work.
I'm enjoying it,
and if you pay attention to him on social media, he plays up what he's done since he re-signed. And he's taking credit for everybody turning and stuff falling apart on people all the way around. He came back initially with Roman and the Bloodline. See, that's a good question, because that's why I said bring Uncle Howdy back in this form and fashion and not the supernatural stuff.
We'll see what level of supernatural it is.
Yeah.
So my thing is, whatever they do creatively with it, I'm going to be interested. My only worry is that you bring Uncle Howdy back and immediately it's going to be Bray Wyatt as far as the tie, right? Obviously, it's his brother.
But yeah. That's how the character was introduced.
Right. But I want it to be where, because I feel Bo was extremely undervalued and underappreciated.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be where Bo gets a run and it's recognized for Bo's run and not you got the run because of Bray. Because I think he's too good of a performer to not be recognized for what he can do on his own and not getting the quote-unquote Chavo Guerrero run of Eddie or Rey Mysterio. You know what I mean? Like,
so would you have him as a wrestler?
I wanted to stand alone and be separate.
Would you have him as a wrestler or just on-screen talent?
I would have him wrestle, but I wouldn't have him wrestle right away.
And use experiment.
Yeah. We gotta flesh him out to see what he is, so that way when he does get in the ring, it matters and it means something.
You keep him with him
be the final boss of that group. Like, no pun intended, really, but
you just gotta believe.
I mean, that'd be interesting if that's where they go and they pair him with that group, with Final Testament. It's fitting. It would definitely work together.
Yeah. I would prefer that instead of Rowan, Alexa Bliss, and going
that making route. That own group. Yeah. Going
that route. So you just going to come in for Alexa to kind of do something different.
Yeah. You just going to come in and steal Shawn Spears' gimmick?
That ain't right, the Spears. Can't do that, the Spears. I don't think I had anything else.
Anybody else?
No.
Chris, you want to run through the plugs?
You don't want to do it?
I don't know where to find this, man.
Especially the back over there. You can find us on all social media at DumbWorksPod. Appreciate you listening to us over here today, but head over to Spotify, follow us over there, listen to us on Spotify. Definitely tell a friend and support the show. Purchase some merch at prowrestlingtees.com/dumbworkspod.
Yeah, hey, Matt, go back through the archives. Next week will be a more energetic show whenever I'm back on the top left screen here hosting. It's mushed up there.
But can we have more dialogue? I bring the conversation. I bring the conversation. And with that being said, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. The other Nidian.